Our first question, Sachin. On our last call, we had a mother share that she asks her child every day, in what, in who, and where do you see God? And we were wondering, would you recommend this for us? We teach our children that we are the light and how to do the trust meditation. Is that enough? How else would you recommend that we teach our children about God, practically speaking?
It depends on the parents. If you are a religious person and you were grown up with the name of God, and you want to teach a God that everybody thinks is separate from you, and it is to fulfill your desire when you surrender, then you go in that way. But the best way for children, while they're still children, to understand that when we say, see God in everything, like I did in my kids when they were very little, I had explained to them that that silence, that beingness that it is permeating through everything, just like air, that is God in silence. So when I would tell my children on the way to a school, where do you see God? And they would say mountain or this and that, they had a deeper understanding. Or if one of them, like I said before, said, I see God in flat tire, it just felt like he just didn't want to fear flat tire in the car anymore. So it's not a bad idea to just say, where do you see God? Meaning that you remind your child that there is a higher power that is looking after you and is everywhere. But it's also beautiful to emphasize the omnipresent of this energy and always taking it back to the child again and say, if you see it in a mountain, you must see it in yourself. You must acknowledge it in yourself because that's where it is. In other words, everything that they try to visualize, that omnipresent God, they also should be able to do that with their own heart. This way it's not another idol outside of them, even if they try to visualize it in everything they see. So the most important point that I'm trying to make for the parents as well as their children is we start from within our own heart. When we say to our child, you are the light of God and the light of God surrounds you, just like Baba says, then the light of God is everywhere. Then can you visualize it in everything you see? So again, it starts from the heart out, rather than again taking this truth and making it more of a worldly experience and worldly knowledge. I hope I answered the question, but if the question has a follow-up about this that might not be clear, please come forward.
Thank you, Sat.